So I guess in closing, what I want to say to you is this. We've come on a long journey together, and we've dumped a lot on your brain. Did you have to have mastered it all overnight? The answer is absolutely no. Hey, what if all you did was master mirroring? What if all you did was get more prepared? What if all you did is put yourself in state before you went and called on people? How much of a difference would that make on your income and your sales? What if all you did was make more prospecting calls? What if all you did was get a little bit better at grabbing people's attention right away, making things happen? What if all you really did through this process was learn how to create units of conviction? Were you able to take facts and make them into something people felt real benefits from? What if all you did out of this entire program was realize that you don't want to just use the potential of pleasure, but also the need to avoid pain as part of your motivation and to do it elegantly? What if all you did in this particular program was learn the 10 steps to handle any objection? What if all you did was change your philosophy and go from the place of being afraid of objections to embracing them, not fighting them, but aligning and redirecting? What if all you did was really learn to test close constantly? And just ask people, how's that feel to you? Does that make sense? If we were to do this and this and this, what do you think? And by using test close, you had a better barometer and you lost your fear of no's because you wanted to get them out early. And those no's didn't mean they didn't want the sale. It just meant they didn't feel good about a particular request or idea. What if all you did out of this program was get some good goals that motivated you to use more of the skills you knew before you met me? What if all you did in this program was change a couple of beliefs that used to stop you and develop some beliefs that create you at a whole nother level of success? What if all you did in this program was learn to manage your state? What if all you did in this program was discipline yourself to come back hour after hour and really learn something? What if all you did was learn why Tom and Ed and you had a new way to handle objections? What if all you did was learn defeats as a way of destroying disbelief? What if all you did was learn to pay attention to people's urban and lurban and avoid their drab? What if all you did was explore your own mind a little bit? What if all you did was develop a greater sense of caring for your fellow human being? Where selling for you wasn't just a process as a career, but where selling for you became something you were so proud of because you knew that selling required that you be a greater person than you used to be. Where you began to realize that these skills are not just for making more money, but for making a difference for the people you care about and knowing that in your lifetime you will have impact, that you will leave your mark, that your ideas and feelings and concepts will not die on your lips. What if all this did was sensitize you to what you already had before you started? The power to influence, the ability to shape destiny and increase the quality of your life. If you got any of those things, or all you did was make some new decisions about the quality of your life and the level of excellence you want to commit to, then for me, this program has been a tremendous success. And for you, I hope this program has been a new start and a new level of possibility. I feel privileged to have had the time to spend with you. And I hope that someday you'll give me the privilege of a note or a contact or a direction to hear how this program has affected you. I hope for you that it has touched your heart and impacted your destiny. That's what my life's about. And I thank you for that privilege and that pleasure. Make sure if there's anything you remember, it's not to settle for anything less than you can be. Because in the end, you'll never be happy by what you get, but you'll be very happy by the person you become. And you deserve to have it all. Make your life a masterpiece. I'll see you soon.
Wow. Unbelievable. I hope you now can see and feel what I said at the beginning of this program, why this man has had such an incredible impact on my life and the people around me, and now you. It's been a great journey, and I know you've learned a lot. So as we wrap up the program, we have one more assignment for you. And just like all of the other assignments, this assignment is designed to seal it into your nervous system so that it becomes automatic. But this one here will set the stakes in the ground and be the foundation of where you're going to go. And the assignment is simple. Maybe not easy, but definitely simple. Here's how it goes. Look back, and I want you to find in your past, is there a sales call that you need to do? Is there somebody that you need to influence? Is there a face-to-face that you need to do? Maybe even one that you tried in the past and failed at? Maybe one that you've been putting off because you didn't quite feel confident enough or have enough tools. Well, what I want you to do is go for that one and make it happen. That's it. Find that one that's special to you. Find that one, you know which one it is. And if you can't think of one, like if there's not one in your past, because you might be saying, you know what, I've done all of that, then the solution is easy. Go make a new one. Go find that challenge and make it happen. And make it mean something. Make it the big kahuna of all sales. Make it the one that when you look back on it, you tuck your thumbs in your belt and you go, yep, I did that. Make it be the foundation that when you go forward, you can go, I'm building it on that one there. And don't stop until you make it happen. Have that kind of enthusiasm, that kind of drive that you've had to make it through this program. If you do this, or shall I say as you do this, because I know you're going to do it, you'll be blown away by what's going to happen to you. The last thing I want to say to you is this. From my heart to yours, from my soul to yours, I want to thank you so much for allowing me to be in your life and walk this part of your journey with you. And of course, the journey doesn't stop here. It goes on. It starts right here. And where you're going to go, it's going to be unbelievable. The people that you're going to influence, the people around you, listen, you're not only going to influence them because of what you say, but who you are. Just like all great people, just being around you is going to affect people. And I commend you on that. I commend you for having the tenacity, the stick-to-itiveness, the commitment and all of those things. You made it. And that really sets you apart from the norm. So congratulations. And remember, life is exactly what you dare to make it. So dare to make your life magnificent. I'm Joseph, and I look forward to seeing you in the future. Bye-bye.
Hey, before you go, I know I've said goodbye to you through this original program, but I want to give you my current goodbye. I just wanted to say thank you for participating in this program, for both having the desire to be a leader, someone who can really make that measurable difference, and sticking to this program and giving yourself the chance to start to absorb these principles. I also hope this will inspire you to lead at a different level, to expand your vision, because every leader I've had the privilege of meeting is someone who was unreasonable. Not unreasonable with other people, unreasonable in what they expect of themselves, the demands they make to master something and not just dabble in it. I mean, think of the great salesman of the world. How about Nelson Mandela? Out of all the people I've ever met in the world, he was one of the most impressive. Think about the sale he had to make, the leadership he had to provide. He had to persuade his fellow countrymen that after decades and decades of hate between so many whites and blacks in this country, hey, we can live in harmony together. We're about humanity. That's persuasion. And he did an amazing job and has created the foundation for a legacy. There will always be conflicts, but there will also be leaders who can serve. How about a lady who gets on a bus and says, no, I won't go to the back of the bus? Rosa Parks, who creates a social revolution because she stands up for what's right. In the end, influence is not just about getting what you want. It's about serving. And I hope that that message has rung true in your heart and your soul during this program. Anyone you can serve can be lit up if your focus and intent is to make that difference and if you practice the fundamentals of the power to influence. And I also hope I have the privilege to meet you personally. So hopefully you'll come visit one of our live programs or we'll bump into each other someday. And I'd love to hear how you've used this to make a difference in your life and the people that you really care about most. I also want to thank my dear friend Joseph McClendon for being my partner in this process. I hope his energy and his humor and craziness has added value to your life like it has for mine for 20 years. God bless and take good care of yourself. And most importantly, remember to live with passion.